So I would like to chazer what we did most recently. We gave out, I gave out chazer sheets to everybody. I believe, I hope everyone got it. I actually don't have one here. You have one for the chazer daf vav and base. Can I borrow this? You wrote on it?
No.
Great. Okay, here we go. So we spoke about, Rashi says that bittul has to be samach lebedika miyad. Where does Rashi know that from? We said the lashon of the Gemara of aboydek tzarch. Why did it say aboydek tzarch sheyivatel? A boydek makes it sound like it's the boydek that's doing the bittul. So therefore, Rashi says, and the Gemara is mavur that way later on, because the Gemara says nevatle be'arba, nevatle be'chomesh. We said, what's the Gemara nevatle be'arba, nevatle be'chomesh? Who said it's not arba chomesh? Because it said a boydek tzarch sheyivatel. Is bittul done only belev or also bepeh? It's a machloikas. First of all, Tosfos seems to hold that it has to be done bepeh. Rashi says beliboy v'oimer. In that also we said maybe Rashi holds that you have to speak out your lev. It's ikur done belev, but it's also bepeh. We also said maybe v'oimer just means v'yomer haman beliboy. It's lav dafka v'yomer. What does ke'afra mean? This is a Jakava question. Who said it's dust? The Brisker Rav, not Reb Chaim, the Brisker Rav said it's dust. We said according to Rashi, it could be that it's really dirt, because what's the word according to Rashi in the Bittul? It's not edible, right? We said it can be that it's not, it's worth something. The reason the Brisker Rav wanted it to not be worth anything, we said maybe that's the Ran, or maybe Tosfos. It has no value, it's Hefker. But according to Rashi, maybe Ka'afra means dirt. In the Gemara's Havamina, that Bittul is because of Pirurin. What size are the Pirurin? So we said, according to some of the Mefarshim, it's less than a Kazayis. That's how we know for sure that you're going to have Pirurin here. Right? However, we said that in the Ran, it's very possible that Pirurin are bigger than a Kazayis, because the Ran understood that this is really all a Gezerah, maybe you'll find Pirurin. But not necessarily that we know for sure that they're Pirurin. But it's maybe in the future. What does Rava mean by Gluska Yafa? That's a little bit connected to the previous question. What does Gluska Yafa mean? So according to the Ran, it means not Pirurin. It's something that's not Batul Me'ilah. According to Rashi, it has to mean more than that. What does it mean? Crispy cream. Or something that is very tempting. That's going to cause him to hesitate. What are we afraid of happening with the Gluska Yafeh? This week we didn't really focus on Tosfos much. On Rashi we focused more. What does Rashi say? What? Yes, Rashi doesn't say, why do I eat it? He just says, hesitate. Right? The Me'iri says you might want to eat it. We left out the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, Rashi just says you're going to be chas aleha le sarfa. Tosfos thought Rashi said he'd be even chas aleha le vatla. We said, no, he's just going to hesitate for a minute. According to Tosfos, no hesitation necessary. You're going to find the Gluska Yafeh, and bada boom, you're over the moment you find it. According to Rashi, there has to be a hesitation. What is the Shulchan Aruch Harav's proof that Chometz after Zman HaIsur is still yours? This is a little bit of a hard one. This is like getting really into the shir. But he says, V'loi Matzi Mevatele. It says, maybe you find it Achar Zman HaIsur, V'loi Matzi Mevatele means you won't be able, but in theory, would bittul help if you would be able to? Yes, obviously, it's still yours, or else you can't be mevatel something that's not yours. How would Rashi answer the raya? Because maybe Rashi holds, even if it's not yours, you could still be mevatel for numerous different reasons. Who holds that you cannot be mevatel on chometz you do, and how does he answer the raya from our sugya? The Rambam seems to hold that way. The Achronim seems to hold the Rambam that way. And he brings the. We had 2.5 answers to the Rambam. One is that maybe the din of Chometz Yadu is the din derabanan. The other answer is that you're not makayim tashbisu, but you're not over Bali Rabbi Yimatze. And the third thing we said is that there's two tiers of tashbisu. There's tier one tashbisu is Havara, tier two is Hashpasa Delev. What is the Havamin of the Gemara to be? Nevatle Bedalid Oy Bechomesh. That should be pretty easy. We had 2 pshatim, what?
After we said they can't do it by 6, they do it by 4 or 5.
Right, so what does Rashi say? Lav Dafka 4 or 5, anytime. And what did we say from the Meiri based on the Rif? That no, we're scaling back from 6, so cut it back to 4 or 5, but the Gemara actually meant 4 or 5 itself. What are the three different minhagim as to when to do Bdikas Chametz? Either Balayla, that seems to be Rashi. Sof Chamesh, Sof, right, which is Yesh Noyagim, and the Rosh says, do both. Why is a Mekadesh with Chite Kor Denaisa not Choshishin L'Kedushin according to Rashi? Hefker Bezdin Hefker and Kol Mekadesh Daita Rabbana Mekadesh. That's the reason. What does HaMekadesh Mishay Shoyz Umayla mean? This is a Machloikis, Rashi, and Toisvis. Rashi says the beginning of the sixth. It's a Shas Derabbanon. According to Toisvis, it's the beginning of the seventh. What is the raya from that case to our din that you can't be Mavatil after Sheish? This is the tricky one, right? So according to Rashi, what's the raya? This is a long Megillah. The point is that somehow we see that it's Eina Shalom and you can't be Mavatil. According to Tosis, the raya is from the Chite Kor Denaisa. According to Rashi, it's the raya from the Sheishois. But the raya from Sheishois is because the only reason we would do Kol HaMekadesh is because Midrabbani and Amakudashis. What is the case of Hayoshev Beis HaMedrash? Who was it? So the Gemara says it's a Talmud Lifnei Rabbi, and we saw, I mentioned in Shir, the Rabbeinu Chananel says it was a Talmud Chacham. Did we mention that in Shir?
Yeah.
We learned it, we mentioned it. We mentioned it in Shir also?
Yeah, quickly.
I think I mentioned it very quickly in Shir. But if you look in the Rabbeinu Chananel, he says he was a Talmud Chacham. That's a good question. What is the case of Yosef Bebeis Medrash? Who was it? Says the Gemara, it's Talmud Lifnei Rabbi. Why would we rather him do Bittel than go back to the Chametz? This is a Mechleikis Rishonim. Emas Moire Rabbi is one pshat. That was Rashi. He has fear of his Rebbe. Or the Meiri seemed to say that's because he was learning Torah. We ran through that. But the Meiri says he's learning. That's why he asked the question. If it's because of learning, why does it have to be Talmud Fnei Rabbi? Why isn't just anyone in the Beis Medrash? In Echanami, the Rabbeinu Chananel says it's Talmud Chacham. So maybe that's Talmud Chacham. It's not Talmud Fnei Rabbi. It's Talmud... Yeah. That's Daf and Vissa. What is the case? This is important. We didn't focus on this, so this is important. What is the case by Shabbos? What is the case by Yom Tov? So by Yom Tov, it's a little bit clearer. What's the case by Yom Tov? What are we talking about over here? What was that? It's already after Zman Esrei if it's on Yom Tov. But we're talking about it's dough that is in the process of becoming chametz. Or maybe becoming chametz, Akiva wanted to suggest. What's Shabbos?
It's before his
Zman Esrei, so can we be talking about legit chametz, and just a question of you could get back and get rid of it. How can you be mevatel chametz that doesn't exist? So who asked this question? The Masbir? It was the Masbir's question, I think. Rabbi Yosheber Salavechik. How can you mevatel chametz that doesn't exist? According to Tosfos, it's easy. It's hefker. It's not a problem. According to Rashi, so we said maybe it's a din of the Gavra, it doesn't make a difference, or maybe because when the chametz becomes chametz, the bittul will be chal. Oh, question 19. Who added question 19? You also have question 19?
No.
How are you enjoying Shir?
That was last.
Better than a Gluska Yafe. Which Pshan and Gluska Yafe? According to Rashi, Gavalde.
Just not the word.
Thank you for making me feel good. You see, some people care. They're trying to make me feel good. All hope is not lost. Okay, everybody, see, I'd like to go over the test we also gave out. I might not have. Did you get your test back from Davies? Oh, boy. Okay, so we have to find... I might be missing one or two, but... Does everyone have the test that we gave out? Might as well. Yeah. Question number one. You want to read?
Sure. What is the din of masker seicher if there are two sets of keys? That's the second
13.
Whoops. Why does Rashi insist on the girsa being or liyadalid?
So we only said one pshat that why he insisted on that girsa. That was the Rosh Yosef, because you have the girsa of what? Le'or, might mashba that it's when it's not dark yet. Le'or yudalit. Question number two. This is what you have?
What is the reason for B'dika on our Mishnah?
Five answers why there's B'dika on our Mishnah. Wow.
Rav says he might find the best piece.
Rav, and it might be Chayzer from his Bittel, it's the Bar Tanura.
Rav says he might not have
Not meant it. Right, that's three. Right. So the Ran learned in Rashi that maybe it's going on the time of the Mishnah that we were discussing the end of last week, that maybe it was Koidem HaTakana. Question number three. Avrami, you have the questions here? If a person forgets to do B'dika until after Pesach, will he then make a bracha? Correct. Question number four. Does Rashi hold of the concept of Shema Yavala Achla? Where is the proof? If so, then what is the... Why is that not the reason for the Takana of Bedika? Akiva, you know the answer to this question?
I heard on the other side is the longest.
Akiva Schoenberg, you have the answer? You know the answer to the question?
What does Rashi hold of Shema Yavala Achla?
Where is the proof? I feel like he does. Where's the proof of Shema Yavala Achla?
Kikar
B'Shmei Kaira. Okay, so why is that not the takana of our Mishnah? Why is that the takana of B'dika? So we said, because the B'dika of Shema Yavala Achla is similar to B'dikas Toilayim. B'dikas Toilayim, you don't make a bracha, and it doesn't need an air, all those things. Rashi holds the B'dika of our Mishnah is a different type, different level B'dika. Question number five. Is there Bal Yirah on Chametz Noiksha? Machlokes who and who? Tosfos says. Rashi says. Explain the Ran's approach to Bittul Chametz. It's not an easy one. Michael?
It's not yours. But you like stop. Like, it's not yours, but like when he comes.
Right.
Make it and
the Torah is trying to put it back in, and you block the putback. You stop the putback. What is the machloikas between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda? Very simple question. Now, you have your test?
Not the question. How to answer?
There's a machloikas Reb Meir and Yehuda in the Gemara. The machloikas Tanoim. Reb Meir and Yehuda. What's the machloikas Reb Meir and Yehuda?
When you can hear, when you go.
That's correct. Right.
And Rabbi says, burn it 6 hours and stop.
Excellent. Question number eight. When did Avram... This is the trick question. This is the question that most people got wrong. When did Avram Avinu do Bris Mila? Yitzchak, do you know the answer?
That's what
it says he did it in the middle of the day. Most people thought he did it by his reason, by Shachris. He did not. Vayashkim Avram Baboiker is talking about what? The Akedah. The Bris Mila was done in the middle of the day. In what way is Araner not Yafeh during the day? Two or three answers to that question.
Windows.
What?
When the windows are closed.
In what way is Or HaNer not Yafeh during the day? So even if the windows are closed, according to the Yishalmi, it's not going to be Yafeh. Or maybe it takes away from the right light, or it just doesn't add to the light. Those are our three pshatim. Either only when there's light out and it detracts the light, or just doesn't do anything, or even if it's dark, it's going to not do well. That was the Ran in the name of the Yishalmi. Who is not supposed to learn what and when before the B'dika? This is a tricky question. David, you know the answer to this question?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rambam is mechalik between a chacham and a not a chacham. The Rambam says a chacham is not supposed to learn even what? And what is he not supposed to learn? Even mikra he's not supposed to learn. Everyone else is not supposed to go to a shir, right? And other shittos hold it's even by tzeis. The Gemara discusses the case of maskir bias to understand if the maskir or socher needs to do bdika. What date is the question relevant? This is a little bit tricky, if you remember. The Gemara says the maskir bias l'chaver b'yudalit, but it's a machloikas. According to Tosfos, it's only on yudalit. According to Rashi, it's any time. So it just is. The chiyuvim of the bias would be put to them. Ah, gevaldik. Why is mezuzah not a raya to our discussion? The Gemara just says the words Chovis Hadar. But Rashi said, what's the idea of Chovis Hadar? Mishmartoi. Tosfos seemed to say something else, that the word is, the Chiyuv was never really Chal on the Maskir in the first place, because he could always like leave, and therefore he wouldn't have the Chiyuv. Okay, we're almost finished. What is... Oh boy. There's a typo over here.
Yeah,
the din of maskir soicher, if there are two sets of keys, that's a kishmaka question. According to Rashi, it's the soicher. If according to Tosfos, it's the maskir. The Gemara discusses cheskaso badik by a maskir bias. Why is the question not mentioned by the bala bias who leaves b'nei beis? So we had many answers to this question. Why are we speaking about maskir bias? What about if someone else just left his kids? One is a svara that he won't leave them with the problem, right? Is that what the Pnei Yeshua said?
Or the Pnei Yeshua, Bnei Bias will be chai if he's not there.
What?
We said the Bnei Bias, if he's not there, they're going to have to do it. He's going to be following
up. Okay, so then why doesn't it say that case?
Hold back Rashi.
That what?
It's another answer. It's not an issue with Rashi. It was only an issue with Tosfos.
Why?
Because he said...
So these are the three answers we said. One answer we said is that it's, I think the Pnei Yeshua's answer was you're continuing from the last case of Schirus. We're talking about Schirus, so we just got in a Chanami Lav Davka. Another answer we said was that maybe a father will be more careful for his kids, so therefore he would check, right? The other answer we said, according to Rashi, that the Gemara Shiloh was, he's going to inherit the Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, so children are never chayiv in Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, it's not their chometz. A soicher is going to be over on Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, so therefore you can discuss the soicher having to do the bedika. The kids are never going to have Bal Yiroh Bal Yimotzeh, therefore there's no discussion of them having to do the bedika. Why does Rashi say that the question of Cheskas HaBadik is only by Shachris of the 14th? I think we said two answers to this. The Pnei Yeshua's answer was... The Pnei Yeshua is the afternoon. That's the Pnei Yeshua, right? We're excluding the afternoon that once there's an issue, you can't rely on the chazaka midyoy raisa. The Rosh Yosef says if it was earlier, there would be no chazaka. The master still has time to check. That was the fuke in the middle of the night. That was the Rosh Yosef. The Gemara implies that if in cheskas habasik, then the seicher has to do bdika. Why must he? If he rented on the 14th, then the chiv is on the maskir. We said two answers to this question. Anyone? Seicher has a chiv to do bdika. The Ran holds is you have to do it just because not me din bdika just in order to get rid of the you shouldn't have chametz there, like the din of yavchemtzel shel nachri. Even if ain cheskas abadak, why don't we say suffik derabanan lekula? We gave many answers to this question. I only wrote three, but we probably gave more than three answers. In other words, if it's ain cheskas abadak, but maybe it was badak, why don't you say suffik derabanan lekula? One is this chazik isura, efshar levruye. It's ala suffik niskana. I think those are the only three answers we gave. I don't remember any other one. Explain the concept of Efshel Avruri. We said two pshatim in Efshel Avruri. One pshat was that the suffix is not chal. What? Yuchesh is for the miyat. Where does Efshel Lebrui appear in our sugya? This was a Gishmak question. There's three answers to this question. Either it appears in the very original question that we asked of Ein Cheskos HaBadok, according to the Pshat of the Maram Chalava, that's a goof of what the Gemara was saying. It's Efshel Lebrui. The Gemara says, Lishule, which we said, why are you asking him Efshel Lebrui? The third place is in the Tosfos. Who's the one that highlighted the Tosfos? The Rosh. When the Rosh said, Mikan, from the Tosfos, I see Efshel Lebrui. We asked the question, why is he bringing it from Tosfos? Bring it right from the Gemara. He said, maybe he learns the Gemara like the Rambam that leaves out the words Lishule. Why is an Isha not Nemon on a Bedika that is Midyaraisa? Right. What is correct? What is the meaning of Tashbisu?
Rashi says beer or
get rid of it.
There's two and a half answers to this question. Two, three answers. Because according to the Ramban, if you remember the Ramban says Tashbisu is belave. It's just you could do it either with the with either biadayim, but I don't remember exactly the nusach he used. But the Ramban was saying the ikur tashbisu is belev. It's just it can be spoken out or it can be done biadayim. But both of them, the bottom line is the lev. The Rashi's mashma, it could either be belev or bepet. And so it says the whole thing is only not belev or peh, belev or biadayim. I mean, the whole thing is biadayim. Why does bittul not need to be lefnei shloisha? Well, according to Rashi, because it's not efker. According to Tosfos,
everybody knows your
mafkir.
Libo belev kol adam.
You don't need three because it's tareach.
Because it's a tirecha. The rabbanon, the chacham didn't want to be tareach on you, right? What is the case of maskibais bechezkas barak v'nimtza she'enoi barak? We had numerous pshatim in that. Three pshatim. Either it's talking about a regular case on the 14th, or it's talking about a case on the 13th and he made a Tanai, or it's talking about the 13th and he didn't make a Tanai. Those are the three Pshatim. Last question. What is an answer to the Pri Chadosh's question from the Gemara Bava Metzia Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis? Over there it says a person is Nichale, that a mitzvah should be done with his, should do a mitzvah with his mom. And over here it seems, over there it says it's not nichale. Maybe it says it is nichale. So is it nichale or not nichale? We said three answers to this question. It's not his mitzvah. That was one answer.
You only do it if you're going to get paid back.
Only if you're going to get paid back. Our case is going to get paid back. And over there, we're coming to create something. Over here, we're just trying to remove something. Or the other way around, whatever it is. Those are the answers. And 25, you can keep to yourself. Okay, Rabbi Isaiah.